We've heard the term transparency used more and more in current vernacular. Transparency in the way a government operates, transparency in how a corporation keeps its books to indicate whether it's solvent or not. To maintain transparency is the primary function of a free press in a free society. With that concept in mind, a man responsible for giving us a TV series about a dolphin called Flipper sets out to expose heart-rending cruelty upon sea life. Rick O'Berry knew that if enough people could see this covert cruelty perpetrated on dolphins in a cove near a small Japanese coastal town, he could energize a movement to stop it. That's why there's now a documentary called The Cove. Earlier in his life, O'Berry almost single-handedly energized television viewers about the intelligence and gentleness of dolphins by raising the five dolphins used for the character Flipper. If you don't remember, everybody loved Flipper. The TV series ran in the mid-60s. Now Rick O'Berry sees himself as inadvertently giving rise to the dolphin-catching business that's grown through the years and supplies us with those lovable, acrobatic dolphins we enjoy at water-themed amusement parks. O'Berry has since realized these creatures shouldn't be held in captivity at all and may be more intelligent than those other entities that inhabit Earth called human beings. O'Berry says dolphins, a category of whales, are as aware of themselves and their own existence as much as humans are. To make things grim, O'Berry finds dolphins who migrated by this scenic Japanese coastal town aren't just captured and sold for theme park display, but many more of them are slaughtered, with their meat being harvested for sale. Town folks causing this dolphin dance of death do it for the big money in it. But they know if word gets out about what they do to dolphins on such a grand scale, there might be a problem for them and their chosen livelihood. That's why Rick O'Berry and the director of The Cove, Luis Ahoyos, go to such great lengths to ensure footage of the mass slaughter of these beautiful creatures can be seen publicly. And that's the story of The Cove, a documentary, but structured and written in such a way by Mark Monroe so as to give the film the arc of a dramatic picture that makes short stops along the way for humor and, quite touchingly, the emotion for the real-life characters who play the part of themselves in this movie. Sahoyos, a longtime photographer for National Geographic, doesn't dwell on the slaughter, but there's enough of it to see that it happens. The water in the cove itself is totally red in color, out a good distance from the shore before the sea becomes blue again. Young children seated in front of me at the screening seem to be taking the scenes okay enough, but their breathing occasionally could be heard as they witnessed film that I myself found disturbing. I have a teenage daughter who loves dolphins, and I'm not sure if I'd take her to see this film, but she doesn't need to see it like maybe some others do. One of the great lengths director Sahoyos takes to get his film of the dolphin slaughter is to commission a friend at Industrial Light and Magic over in San Rafael to craft some phony but realistic-looking rocks that secretly hold high-definition film cameras. They're subsequently distributed during the cover of night within the closed Japanese cove. Good camouflage, indeed. None of the so-called fishermen in the secret cove ever discover the cameras, which do roll. An even more indicting subplot, if you will, in The Cove is that the harvested meat of the dolphins shows high concentrations of mercury poisoning. Scientific testing in the film shows this. The dolphin meat is widely marketed, and the mercury threat underlines even more environmental concern for advancing ocean pollution. Playing off The Cove's negative segments are some moments of grand cinematography that show the ballet-like movements of dolphins in the wild, leaping through the salt spray of the open Pacific. Other scenes give time for interplay between dolphins and human swimmers in a sort of understood underwater choreography, a duo improvisation all their own. Rick O'Berry seeks atonement in the cove and shows his passion for contrition by walking through a packed and busy meeting of the International Whaling Commission. O'Berry has a video monitor on his chest that's playing the dolphin slaughter clips. The IWC is an intergovernmental body responsible for the conservation of whales and the management of whaling. I'm Gary Chu, not in a cove, but down in the valley.